Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott. Hope your weekend was good. You all right, Chopper?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, very good, Tom.
I was in Newquay last night at summer break. All the students who finished their exams and wanted to partay.
Oh.
Brilliant. So good.
Was the wine on?
In a small way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as large as Nottingham or wherever it was.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, right, sorry.
It wasn't Nottingham. I saw you in Hyde Park in that London on Saturday doing the Flug tag.
It was very good.
They don't fly very far. It's just this thing where people build fly machines and they kind of push them off a 6-foot ramp. They all just fall into the serpentine.
It's a very strange concept, yeah. The idea being they're meant to fly quite a distance, but out of 43 teams that tried to fly across Hyde Park, about 40 of them just dropped straight down into the water off a 20-foot drop. Yeah. About three of them did fly not quite far.
I thought you and Dave were marvellous, though.
Thanks very much. You were fantastic in Newquay as well.
Thank you.
Right. I wasn't there.
I've got a bit of stress about this Sarah Bareilles song we just played, yeah?
Okay.
You know, it's called Love Song. Mm. Why is she so moody about writing them?
Why is she what?
Listen. I'm not gonna write you a love song, cause you asked for it. Why not? Lazy cow, how hard can it be?
How hard could it be?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
No, if I, for instance, let's say that I asked you to write me a love song, would you say no, Scott, or would you say yeah, I would do it?
I'd probably say no, actually.
Why?
Why? Would you like me to give it a go? No. If I asked you to write me a love song...
Well, so you're as moody as Sarah Bareilles then, are you?
Yeah. But if I asked you to write me a love song, would you?
No. Oh, yeah, all right then. See, I'll do it.
You do it.
So you do it first. Go on then.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't sing a love song to you over this music.
Love you, chappers. Really love you, chappers. Love you. Yes, I do. Okay, now it's your turn.
I can't. I need better music to sing you a love song over.
I did it.
Why are you obsessed with trying to get me to sing over this?
Because it's funny. Oh, you're as moody as Sarah Bareilles. Fact. Scott Mills. It's a weird thing to ask someone, though, isn't it, really? Excuse me, would you write me a love song?
It's a bit egotistical.
Would that be all
right? No, I don't think so.
No?
No, if you're feeling a bit down, it might be quite nice.
Well, you'd ask someone to write you a love song.
I think men need a direct approach sometimes, like buy me flowers, write me a love song, take me out to dinner, and then they go, all right, and just do it rather than
in your life, maybe. Hello? Buy me flowers. All right.
Tell you what, Becky, romance isn't dead with you, is it?
Would you write me a love song?
Mm.
Would you?
Well, I don't know if I love you.
If I asked for it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go on then.
Oh, no! No, because with you, I just put
you've
a lot
walked
of effort
into,
in.
You so walked into
Did you
that.
Really not see that coming? Honestly.
that was properly coming over the hill at high speed. No. Oh, yeah, I probably would. Oh, go on then. Jeez. Right, we did that joke twice. Back. Surely it can't be hard to write one, though, can it?
What a love song.
Hmm.
Well, you and me both proved it isn't easy.
Do you think it's hard?
I do think it's hard, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, rubbish. Right, I think this should be our homework tonight, right? We all write each other a love song, because I don't think it's that hard.
Okay.
I think it's... Yeah, I don't think it's hard.
So who's going to write one for who, then?
Well, I'd like to write one for Chappers.
Bless, and I'd like to write one for you, or Scott. Would you like tough luck, Becky. You have to write one to yourself.
Can someone write me a love song, please?
Would you like Daddy to write a love song for you? Radio 1 Podcasts. Now, I want you to have a look at this video, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a man in an office. We think it might be in Russia.
Why do we think that?
I don't know. We've been told. And you can see the video now online as well if you're at work. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages. I'm going to start up the video, okay? Mm-hmm. Just looks like a normal kind of office environment, a bit like a CCTV kind of thing, okay?
Yeah.
Watch the man in the middle of the video. Go online and do this now if you've got a PC. Right, describe what's happening.
Well, he sat quite happily, wow, at his computer, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, smacks the person next to him over the head, That's the person on the left of him, then goes to the right and knocks all the work off the desk of the person on his right. Then he picks up his terminal and throws it at another person.
He completely flips out.
Then he takes another load of papers and throws them. Now he's thrown a cup of coffee at somebody, and now he's taken a hammer to another computer screen and he's bashing the glass out of it, and now he's picked that up and lobbed it at another person who's only just turned around to see what's going on.
Also, where do they get that big mallet from?
I don't know.
Was that just lying around in the office?
It might not have been a hammer. I mean, it could have been anything.
It looks like a big fairground mallet.
Now he's stood on the desk and kicking down the partitions whilst two women sort of hug each other. Oh, and now he's fallen over.
He is a bit lame at it.
Oh, that's
it's quite a comedy aggression, isn't it?
But he properly flips out for no particular reason.
He's got a big mallet. Where is it? Maybe he works. Maybe this is a construction firm office.
I don't know.
They just play croquet in their lunch hour.
Thing is, though, we were discussing this earlier. That will be you one day, isn't it, in the office?
What, going mad like
yeah,
that?
That will be you.
Had the odd, yeah.
You did go a little bit mad a minute ago when someone took your chair.
Yeah. Admittedly, he didn't throw a terminal at me.
I didn't throw a terminal at
him. We've got flat screens here, so it wouldn't have had the same impact.
I just asked you, could you go retrieve my chair?
No, you went, oh, look at that. Look at the cheek of that. Someone's got to go and sort it out.
You nearly flipped.
I didn't flip like he's flipped. No. Oh, my God.
Look, what's happening now? It probably goes off.
He's now putting his foot through another computer screen.
Why is this all on video, though?
I don't know. But also, if you keep watching it, eventually you see it from a different angle.
Yeah, this is somebody's filming it on their phone now. Yeah. And somebody, the first angle was from a security camera that was in the office.
Put the computer down, chappers, it's not worth it.
Whoa.
Go have a look at this video online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
That did, I know for a fact, and I'm not going to say who this is, but I think that did once happen in the old days of Newsbeat.
What?
When somebody up in
Newsbeat. Tell us!
Somebody in Newsbeat
I think I know
got
this
very
story.
Annoyed and threw a typewriter out of the window.
Oh, it was the old days.
It was the old days. I wasn't there at the time, I'd just like to point out.
Back in the 20s.
I think it was the early 90s. I'm not saying who.
But the reason you see that one from a different angle is because someone is videoing it on their phone.
Yeah. And the first one is from the security cameras. Now he's collapsed.
Why do people do that though, in situations like this?
What should I do? Should I call the police? Should I maybe try and help? No, I'll just film it.
It's like those ones in the that hospital video the other day when they were doing the operation.
Oh.
The aerosol can out of the crevice.
Yep.
And
crevice is a nice word.
Yeah. And they weren't
and underused, I feel.
They
crevice.
were just filming away on their mobiles.
You film anything now, can't you?
Imagine how good he felt after he'd gone mad like that.
See, it's going to be you.
It is. Go and have a look at this video.
There's something tempting about throwing a terminal at him.
Go.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Aaron?
Yeah?
Have you been filmed then?
Yeah, I have.
What happened?
I was riding my bike and I went a bit fast around a corner and I fell off and glassed my knee down to the bone. And the first thing my dad did was grab the camera and start filming me.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Not even just a random passerby?
No, my dad.
Not call 999?
No, he did it after about 10 minutes after he got some good films and...
Mm. Right, yeah, got a good film and then thought, right, okay, might as well just call the ambulance now. This is bad as well. My puppy fell in the canal and my instinct was to reach for my camera phone as he clung to the edge. From Laura. That's terrible. That's really bad. They got him out and everything. It's fine. But just don't get your camera out and just film it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Now, I've got an email from Craig Woodall, who listens to our show every day in Sellyoak, Birmingham. Hello, Monsieur Mills. Love the show. I was listening to one of your podcasts from last week, and someone had been messing with my media player and set it to play at half speed. All three of you sound as you've drank like quite a lot of wine. I had to cut a chunk out and mail it to you. Okay, so listen to this. So we're on like a slow speed, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Ben.
Yes. Yeah.
That's me saying hello to Becky.
Hi, Ben.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I felt slightly violated by yesterday's show.
Is that what I sound like on our team meetings?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have a Diet Coke, please.
It sounds
maybe
very...
when I tried a Mambo Twister.
Uh-oh.
I want to hear it again.
Maybe when I tried a Mambo Twister.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That just sound really slow.
What's occurring?
Uh-oh.
Not when you played the new McFly single.
No.
You do sound like I've had too much wine. As does Becky, I just sound a bit wrong.
I felt slightly violated by yesterday's show.
He hadn't even been to the Brits the night before, no. Had he?
Now, if you'd like to download our podcast at the moment, it's very good. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. Put it on slow. Sounds like we're off. It's brilliant. At the moment, on there is Celebrity Barry Oakley. Also, our football expert Lloyd, and a particularly magnificent Every Friday.
Have you taken to writing this down now and not reading it off the screen?
Yeah. Because you always
just
pull the plug out.
Turn the screen off.
Not when you played the new McFly single.
No.
Nah. Oh, no, it is me in the pub.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, apparently some football on at the moment, so let's speak to our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd. Hello, Lloyd.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And sunny Ossestry.
Sunny Ossestry, oh yeah, that's where you live.
26 degrees.
God, you do the weather now as well.
Yep.
Tomorrow, cloudy. So your parents went to the Foo Fighters on Saturday, you told us last week.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Did they have a good time?
Yeah, they did.
You said you were going to have a party. Did it all go off?
Oh, no. Mum sent our two granddads down to check on us.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah.
Were you in the middle of your skins party?
Yeah. Well, I was organising it, and then we had the doorbell go, so...
And that was your granddad?
Yeah.
Were all these girls turning up to the party and you had to say sorry, love, and send them away?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Scott, I've been thinking, and right. It's about time I have my own theme tune.
Your own theme tune?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I'm famous.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you want your own theme tune, which
is... Yeah, because I've been in the Times and stuff like that.
Oh, God, see?
That's no guarantee. Being in the Times is no guarantee that you get your own theme tune.
What kind of thing do you have in mind, Lloyd?
Something like women, football, hot women.
Something with hot women and football?
Yeah.
Right. There's a theme tune?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want girls allowed to do it?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's put it out there. Girls allowed, if you're listening, do Lloyd a theme tune.
Only if they can come in and record it here.
Yeah. Any idea what kind of lyrics you want, Lloyd?
Oh, anything.
Does it have to mention you in it?
Yeah, it has to mention me.
Right.
Why don't we put it out to some listeners and maybe some bands are listening and stuff?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
So if anyone's listening and would like to do Lloyd a theme tune, do let me know.
Yeah.
So, football then. Who's playing today?
Right, today we have Romania against France.
Okay.
It's you against Joe Wiley, because Joe's drawn Holland and you've drawn Italy.
Yeah, in the sweepstake.
Yeah.
So and it's me and Joe Wiley tonight.
Yeah, it's a good job that you've drawn Italy, because did you know, on average, the Italian consumes 26 gallons of wine per year. And you like wine, don't you, Scott?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like an awful lot to you, though, does it?
Well, not really. But I think I can out-fact you, actually, Lloyd.
Why?
I've got a fact as well about my team.
Go on, then.
Did you know the Italians have one of the few football kits which have got nothing to do with their national flag at all? Do you know why Do you know why they chose blue?
Why?
Because it really nicely shows off your tan.
Right.
That's a fact.
Do you know why they really chose blue?
That is why.
That is the reason, isn't it? That is the actual reason.
Yes, I've been told that.
That sounds a bit dubious to me.
And that's why...
And Becky's a girl, and even she thinks that sounds dubious.
That's why I'm wearing my Italian football top right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's not particularly flattering.
No.
But he doesn't mind that it makes him look a bit odd, because it shows off his tan.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a bit skin tight.
Yeah. I'm not feeling entirely comfortable with both of you in the room, to be honest. Why should we support Italy, then?
Because of pizza and the pasta.
All right. And what about Holland?
Holland, because they make nice clogs.
Clogs?
Yeah, the shoes.
Do you think you're going down quite a stereotype route there?
No.
I suppose you could talk about worse things to come from Holland.
Yes, he probably could. That's very true, yeah. Clogs are quite a safe thing for him to talk about, I suppose. That's a good point.
So let's move on to Romania versus France.
Yeah.
What time does that kick off?
It's on in a couple of minutes at 5:00.
Why should we support this one?
Romania, because they got the cheeky girls in Dracula.
Nice, yeah, that's true.
And France, because the girls are Trebian.
They are.
The
girls are Trebian.
Yeah. The other night, when I went down to pub to watch a football, I ran into Vincent van Gogh at the bar. I said, "Hi, Vince, how are you doing?" He replied, "I'm fine, thanks. You okay?" I said, "I can't complain, Vincent. Can I get you a drink?" He said, "No, thanks. I've got one here." Thank you very much.
What's that got to do with Romania against France, Lloyd?
Nothing. I just thought I'd tell you because I bumped into him when we were watching the football.
Don't get that from Alan Shearer, do you?
No, you don't. No. Maybe that's what they're missing.
Will you give us some goal updates then? Because it's starting quite soon, this one, isn't it, Lloyd?
No, I don't think I can this evening.
All right, you're busy.
What are you doing, Lloyd?
I'm playing golf.
You've changed.
You have changed.
You're playing golf?
Yeah.
What do you play off?
22.
Whoa, that's good.
Like what, on a proper big course?
Yes.
That is good, isn't it, 22?
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's not start on a golf talk. So you're telling me that our football correspondent is actually too busy to watch the football playing golf?
It's junior night at the golf club.
It's junior night at the golf. Yeah. You can't miss junior night, can you?
No, it's very important.
It's all good, Lloyd. We will find you a theme tune, all right?
Okay, then.
Any people out there want to do Lloyd a theme tune, please let me know. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know, we asked a while ago people to send in stuff from their Xboxes. Not their actual Xbox, but if you do want to send it in, that's fine.
Mm.
No, don't. Don't keep all the stuff that belonged to your old boyfriend or girlfriend. Get rid of it and send it to us. We want it all. We want photos, we want letters, any CDs they may have had, any music. Not really looking for hair,
no,
or socks or pants, because that's just gross. But anything else that you've got, it make you feel so much better. Just send it in to us at Radio 1, and the address is Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ.
Sorry, can I interrupt? I did a little bit of extra work today, and I've set up a nice little form on their website. So you can just type in the details and what's in your box, and then I'll call you back, maybe.
Can't send the box through the email.
No, I know you can't, but if I like the sound of it, then I'll take it off their hands.
Brilliant, okay. So send in your stuff from your ex, please. Okay. Now, someone has done that, but see, this is what I mean. They haven't put a covering note inside.
Okay.
There's no covering letter, so I don't really know who it's from or anything. I've just got some stuff. Okay, so next time, if you are going to send something in, and maybe this person can fill in the form and tell us that it was from them. That's very good, Becky. Well done.
Done good, haven't I?
Gold star for you today.
So, here's the stuff. Let's do a bit of CSI.
Okay.
And try and work out what happened in this particular relationship and why these people aren't together anymore.
Okay.
Just from the contents of this Xbox. Okay. Please let us know who you are. Okay, so we've got.
Oh.
Item number one.
A can of Tennent's. Well, hang on a minute. Which Tennent's is that? Oh, just a can of Tennent's.
Yeah. Is that nice, Tennent's?
It's not something I drink.
All right.
But so therefore I don't know.
Is it?
It's a beer. Maybe? Yeah, it's a beer, yeah.
I don't understand.
I think
beer.
It's Scottish, isn't it? Isn't it it's Scottish beer, so I'm thinking this person's Scottish.
Okay, I don't get beer. I don't understand beer. We've got. Oh. That's bad. The first thing I did was check to see if there's any money inside. Yeah. A wallet.
Yeah, is there?
Oh, hang on. Oh, I think we're in luck.
You'd have taken that out before you sent it in, surely. So I think the person who sent this in has got cash to burn, because I would never send a filled
rubbish.
Wallet.
It's euros.
Oh.
Well, next time you. You know, if you ever decide to go to Europe on holiday again on your multi-million pound wage, then you can take them with you. Right, so a wallet with money in.
Yep. A tape measure.
Okay. So maybe a Scottish handyman.
A Scottish handyman.
Yeah.
That likes a drink.
Yes.
Ooh, no wonder he's off.
And has been to Europe.
And has been to Europe. Which okay. bit?
Well travelled.
Which bit of that don't you like? A well travelled Scottish handyman who likes a drink.
Next.
Yeah.
This is nearly full. Amazing. A bottle of Instinct by David Beckham.
Right.
Which I do quite like.
So you're going to keep that as well,
yeah,
then?
I might have that, yeah.
right?
Well, they don't want it anymore, do they? See, it's all good.
Okay, so a well-travelled Scottish handyman who likes...
smell nice.
He likes
smell grooming.
And smells nice.
Oh, that does smell nice, that one. It's
thank
wafting
you.
Over.
Yeah. Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say daddy again.
I was leading up to that, but let's leave it.
Anything else?
There's some random, like, lollipops. Fizz pops.
Okay. Right, likes to...
random selection of stuff. There's loads of CDs.
Such as?
What does this say about the handyman who smells nice and has been to Europe and drinks Tennent's?
Yeah.
Take That, How Deep Is Your Love? CD single. And... what? A Night on the Town with the Rat Pack.
Featuring at least 50.
featuring Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.
So it's a well-travelled Scottish handyman who is maybe over 50 but and a bit smells nice but is camp.
And likes songs from the shows.
Look, yeah, there you go then, you see.
West Side Story CD. Mm. Dancing on Sunshine, 22 classic reggae hits.
Ooh, that's a bit left field. In response to his other musical taste.
No idea who it is.
That perfume's really starting to waft over at me as well.
Nice.
I presume it's aftershave.
Smell like David Beckham, Mel.
You don't.
How do you know?
Because I've been near enough to David Beckham
to
smell.
Are you saying he doesn't wear his own smell?
Are you saying that
Hang on a minute.
That David Beckham does not wear his own cologne?
No, now, hang on a minute.
Because that is a big statement to make.
I know David Beckham's PR people are quite sort of strict when it comes to dealing with him. It was probably 2 years ago that I last was near
maybe
David
it was
Beckham.
Intimately Beckham
so,
night.
So maybe he hasn't. Maybe yeah, that's a new fragrance that's come out in the last couple of years.
And when you went up to him, did you get close and did you sniff the Beckham?
Well, you are quite... did I sniff the Beckham? Mm. No, but you are quite close enough to smell him when you're interviewing somebody, aren't you?
Mm.
He didn't smell like that, that's what I'm saying.
Mm. What was he wearing? P. Diddy's one.
I don't know what he smelled of.
Traitor.
I don't know all the different fragrances.
And Kavanagh's Crazy Chance on CD single.
I tell you, camp.
And a film that I've never heard of called Rabbit Fever.
No, it's an not. Open-minded specialist.
It's not specialist.
Are you sure? Why do you take it home and watch it and tell us what's it about?
Oh, actually, maybe it is. Not specialist. Anyway, it says it's got an all-star cast. Would you like to hear who's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Julian Rindtut, Lisa B, Stephanie Powers.
Yes.
Flora Montgomery.
Right.
You know, off of Basic Instinct 2.
I don't actually, no.
Tara Summers. Tom Conti. Tom Hollander. And Emily Mortimer.
I've heard of her.
I haven't heard of any of
them.
I've
heard of her.
Right, she was in Pink Panther.
No, okay, I'm obviously.
Right,
what, a cartoon?
So, what are we thinking about this relationship now?
It's over.
Yeah, all right, obviously.
Thinking she was right to ditch him.
Yeah. Send us your stuff from your ex. You don't want it hanging around your house.
Beer's good to send in. I like that. That's good.
Fill in the form and tell us if you're sending the stuff. That's very good. Handy online form. Or send the stuff with a covering note, please, to Scott... no, yeah, Scott Mills. Got my own name. Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. Send us the stuff from your ex. Thanks.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Get Jez in Warwick trying to do a bit of CSI as well. Hello, what's the sell-by date on the beer? Then you will know whether it's a recent breakup or not.
It is the 31st of July 08.
Oh, okay. My girlfriend's just dumped me and I'm moving out of her house. Loads of boxes. Want them? Tony in Southampton. Yes, 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 yes. Send it all in. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London W1N4DJ. I don't want your ex-girlfriend's cat, Justin, in Nottingham. All right?
Mm-hmm.
John in Chester's really worried.
Why?
Oh, yeah, just some pictures that his ex might have of him.
No, we don't want those.
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Robin.
Hi, Robin. Hello. Where are you?
In Carlisle.
Okay. Going home?
Yeah, just been at the girlfriend's house.
So. You've got decent weather?
Yeah, it's boiling.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
How can I help?
I want the Euros.
You want the Euros from this wallet?
Yeah.
Right, why?
Well, I'm going to Austria next Monday, I think it is. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So, and I'm a bit skint.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. So you could do with all the Euros.
How many Euros? Are you going for the football?
No. Well, we're going to Salzburg. Maybe catch some football, I don't know.
Cool. How many Euros are in there, then?
Hang on. Just counting them out for you. While I'm doing that, do you want any of the other stuff that we've been sent? Do you need a tape measure at all?
Yeah, I could do with that, actually.
Could you?
Right. Yeah.
Alright, fair enough.
What about the movie Rabbit Fever?
I'll give it a go, yeah.
Right. I didn't think you might be disappointed, but anyway. Do you want the can of Tennent's?
Is it full?
It's full. I'm not going to send it to you half empty.
Yeah, we've opened it and drank half of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the equivalent here of €2.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's in small change as well. Is that all right?
Yeah, that'll see me through the week.
All right, listen, we'll get it sent.
All right. See you.
Have a good time in Austria with my €2.
Yeah, thank you.
He's easily pleased. Radio 1
Podcast. All right. What's this new thing you're on about, Becky? I don't understand.
I was watching TV over the weekend because I wasn't very well. And I saw this advert for this new kids' dessert. Mm. And it's got the best name ever. And I had to share it with you.
Okay.
Paula, the new chill dessert for kids made with whole milk and cool splodges. Paula.
Paula?
Yeah.
Paula?
It's a dessert called Paula.
It's a kids' yogurt and it's called Paula.
Who the hell calls a yogurt Paula?
I don't know, that's why I thought it was so silly.
What?
I love it.
Okay.
Paula is a cow who does more than just moo. She makes a tasty treat that has cool splodges too.
Vanilla flavour, chocolate flavour.
With Paula, they taste great together.
She's got taste, she is cool. Tasty splodges for me and you.
Paula, the new chill dessert for kids made with whole milk and cool splodges. Paula, by Dr. Oetker.
What kind of meeting did they have?
They're all sat around,
PR people in ponytails, drinking Red Bull, going, right, what can we call this new... It's a kid's yoghurt. Yeah. Bang, I've got it, yeah? Paula.
You don't want to be saying, I could kill for some of Paula's yoghurt, do you?
No, it's just that... I really want a Paula, isn't it?
Sorry?
I said, I really want a Paula.
I can really do with a Paula right now.
Oh, dear.
But it's got me thinking about other...
Is it like calling a TV channel Dave?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Who came up with that? Let's change it from UKG2 TV, whatever it was, to Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Maureen.
What would Maureen be,
I don't know. What product would Maureen be?
I would imagine some kind of female product.
Mm. Do you think?
Yeah. Female health.
Golden Grahams. Who came up with that?
Yeah, Golden Grahams. That's great. I'm trying to think.
Let's get a breakfast cereal and call it Graham.
But add golden before it, and that'll make people want to buy it.
The new chill dessert for kids made with whole milk and cool splodges. Paula.
What are the cool splodges?
I don't know. Radio 1 Podcast. Oh, I'm a bit annoyed, really.
Why?
They didn't do the lesbian story on the news.
Yeah.
Have you heard this story?
I have heard this story, yeah.
It's not new, it's been around for a while now. Hmm. If you've not heard the story, basically, people from the island of Lesbos, mm-hmm. which is it off the Greek coast?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Now, they're called lesbians, right?
They are.
The people that live there. And a few lesbians that live there are a bit annoyed.
Mm.
And they want lesbians off of people to... Like girls.
Yeah.
They want them to stop calling themselves lesbians because people are getting confused.
Exactly.
Like this bloke.
Yes, I am proud to be a lesbian.
Yeah. It is confusing.
It is.
Yes, I am proud to be a lesbian. A lesbian from Lesbos, not homosexual. Eh?
All right. See?
It's important that he clarified that.
Yeah. Now, this woman... This is where it gets quite hard. Okay, do concentrate. Yeah. Okay. Now, this woman is a lesbian. Mm. Okay? Got a girlfriend, I think.
Yeah.
Now, she doesn't live in Lesbos.
No.
but she does go on holiday there. Yes. That's just a coincidence. Yes. What's funny about that?
I watched this report, and it was a very confusing report.
It is confusing.
Do you like being called a lesbian?
No, but not particularly. I like being called Barbara.
Now,
right.
We're assuming that that's her name.
Yes, I am proud to be a lesbian.
Do you think he'd like to be called Barbara as well?
I'm guessing probably not.
No. Now, I don't think that they'll be able to stop lesbians from calling themselves lesbians.
No.
Do you think?
No.
I really don't.
But what's the second one suggesting that...
Hang on.
Do you like being called a lesbian?
No, but not particularly. I like being called Barbara.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
so she's Barbara. Saying Barbara should be used now instead of the term lesbian.
She's saying that all lesbians should now be called Barbara.
Barbarians.
Barbarians.
I watched this news report and it really made my head hurt.
It's really confusing. Really confusing.
Yes, I am proud to be a lesbian.
Although it did consist basically of that reporter going around an island and whoever he met just saying, are you a lesbian?
What a job.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, my head hurts now. After all this lesbian talk.
It's confusing.
Oh. So if lesbians become barbarians, does Conan the Barbarian become Conan the Lesbian?
Hey?
Oh, I'm really confused.
Only if he lived on a Greek island.
Do you like being called a lesbian?
No, but not particularly. I like being called Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you.
Oh, I don't like it.
Look, there comes one of them now.
Now, listen, loads of people got loads of cash at the moment, so I've got some amazing ways to get rich. Well, not rich, but you'll get more money, right?
Oh, right.
Right.
I'm into this, yeah.
You want this a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
No more classifieds for you.
Nope. Well, I still do my classifieds anyway, because I love them.
Right, ways to make some cash. I found this amazing website, right, and you can do all these.
Okay.
Okay, if you're a bit broke at the moment, you know, bank account's not looking too healthy.
What were you going on a website that's about being broke on?
He likes to see how the others live.
Shut up!
Puts him back in touch with the real people.
God!
Anyhow.
Right. Would you, for money, sell someone your hair? It's in huge demand.
Yeah.
For use as hair extensions, hair pieces and wigs.
Okay.
So all you have to do is be able to grow a head of hair.
How much do you get for it? Mine's quite thin.
The record sale was $2,500 for 25 inches of light brown hair.
Wow.
That's quite long, though.
That is long.
That's
but...
like Rapunzel.
Do you get more for thickness?
Don't know. You can sell it on...
I've got thick hair, but not long.
You can sell it on a hair site called Hair Trader.
Right. Stop it, Becky.
Oh, here's a problem for me. You can't sell just any old head of hair.
Mm.
It's got to be natural. It's never been bleached, permed, tinted, highlighted, or chemically straightened.
Okay.
So
that's really difficult, though.
I'm out.
Yeah, no, that a lot of girls can't do their hair, though, because most people have put a tint on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'd have mine chemically straightened.
You have, yeah.
And a perm a long time ago.
Did you?
You didn't have a perm.
Did you have a perm?
Of course I didn't have a perm.
Oh.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, I feel a
Why
bit
would like... I have a perm?
Well, you've had most other things.
I've never had a perm.
Okay.
I've had a reverse perm, which is chemical straightening.
Right.
Opposite of a perm.
Okay, fair enough.
I've not got a perm.
Perms are very fashionable in the 70s. I thought you would have had one to fit in.
I wasn't even born.
Oh.
And also, if you... Well, you'd sew your hair then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Right.
What about your wee?
Beg your pardon?
Your wee. Would you sell someone... I think this might be illegal, but... there's a big market for people wanting clean wee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Clean wee?
To pass drug tests.
That's true.
Some athlete goes, I've just run, I don't know where he is, 100 metres in how many seconds?
9.87.
9.8 seconds.
For example.
Then thinks, oh, rubbish. Scott, could you wee into this pot? I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd do that.
You make loads of money.
I'd do that as well.
If it's not illegal,
of
course.
That's a bit morally wrong for me. I've got to draw the line there.
Oh.
Who'd have thought?
What about...
Well, can you imagine me... No,
can you imagine you
say...
with morals? No.
What about a space on your face?
No.
Now, this is a good one, I think.
I like this. You're like a piece of real estate. Basically, you can, like, they can purchase ad space, big companies, on you.
God, back in the day when you had a moon head, you could have made a fortune.
God, there was so much space back then.
Oh, when you were 17 or 18 on those old DJ photos. Wow!
Massive advert for iPod, wasn't it?
Not when you were 17 or 18. Oh, yeah. Typewriters, mate.
Shut up!
Walkmans.
What about breast milk?
I can't contribute to that one, unfortunately.
Would you sell it, though? Would you?
No, because then your baby's going to go hungry.
Mm. Yeah, but you'd be rich.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah? Oh. Yeah. It's liquid gold, apparently.
What is this site?
All right, then. I say, like, you've got no money, all right? Mm. You've got, like, no money at all.
Okay.
What about... $2,500 US. Oh, actually, no, you can get more than that. Okay, 25,000, I think it is.
That's a big zero to have missed off, but yeah, go on. 25,000.
For selling your womb.
Oh, no, that, no.
Yeah?
I'd do it.
You want to sell your womb, you'd do that, yeah?
No, I actually can't, Scott. Let's get that. How would you do it?
I don't know, I'm just reading
it. Have you actually read this before actually reading it out loud?
If you need more cash, surrogate pregnancy may be the way to go.
Oh, surrogate pregnancy, not taking it out and giving it to somebody.
Oh. Look, the headline was womb for rent.
Yeah. You need to explain it a bit more. Right. There's a horrible image going through my head then.
We've explained it now. What's the problem?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So, let me just get this right. You're broke. You would sell your hair.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't sell your wee.
No.
I think that's illegal.
Okay. If it wasn't illegal, I would. If it is illegal, then obviously I wouldn't.
Sell your breast milk?
No.
Yeah. Have a surrogate baby for someone?
No.
And that's also... That's not allowed, is it?
This isn't that's as good illegal. As I thought it was to start with. I thought I was going to be well rich.
You're going to have to keep picking up scratch cards if you're not going to sell your womb.
I walked past 20p on the floor earlier and I didn't pick it up and I was really proud of myself.
See, we've taught you well.
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick it up? Because you think it might really have been stuck down as a
it
little
might have been
one
a
of our jokes.
By you two, yeah.
Oh, what do we do? Oh, we should do.
We still can.
She'll forget.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah. Get one of them hidden cameras on.
Make it 50p, she'll definitely go to pick it up.
You wouldn't sell space on your face?
Oh, I think I would, actually. Depends what it was advertising.
You'd have a big advert on your face.
Yeah, Paula across my forehead.
New yogurt with splodges. see, now you've said that, just know that the Paula PR people, they're going to be on, aren't they? One. Radio 1. Yeah, you can have, like, a massive advert for our podcast on your head at all times.
And everything, how much are you going to pay me to have that on there? And yeah, then you haven't thought about this, have you?
Everything that's on the podcast could then be underneath, and then you wouldn't ever have to worry about your screen being turned off.
Oh my God, you're actually offering me money to have a podcast tattooed on my...
The one that doesn't speak...
That's really tempting.
The one that doesn't speak has offered you 20, Scott's offered you 10.
I'm offering 20. No, 20. I'm 40 quid right there, what are you saying?
What font are we saying? If it's like point 10, then you're on.
32.
I don't know.
One that doesn't speak is saying at least 70.
I'd like it to be 70.
Let's negotiate during the Ents News.
You don't know what size fonts are, do you? Because you have people to write for you.
Can it be in Times New Roman?
There you
Windings.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We're talking about ways to make cash at the moment. When's payday, Becky?
About a week.
Oh, rubbish. So it's got a good few days where you really are stuck for money. Mm. And you really will do anything, won't you?
Well, I'll...
Right, one of the ways on this website that I found to make money fast is to, like, have a space on your face where people can advertise. How much would you sell some room on your face for?
How long have I got to have it on for?
I don't think it's permanent.
Okay, so
I think what we could do is start by advertising our podcast, mm-hmm. so we could put, like, Scott Mills Daily on your head. And
that's
the
not going to fit all on my forehead.
And the website address. That's true, actually. We have to do it quite a small font. People might not be able to see it. Also, everyone on the text is going, but you're on the radio. Well, yeah, but she'll be walking down the street.
Mm. And, I do go out.
And on the webcam, she sees
she
a lot.
She gets public transport.
She does a lot of walking.
So, are we talking a daily rate? I think 50 quid for the day.
£50 for a day?
Yeah. Do you think I should have gone higher? Yeah. This is why I've got no money. I sell myself too cheap.
Imagine how much money you'd make if you were like Ant off Ant and Dec. Because he could put, like, not only the Scott Mills Daily and the website address, but also all of the contents of what's on the podcast on his head. Christina Ritchie could make a fortune.
Yeah, no, she could.
Couldn't
actually,
she?
Yeah.
Can I just draw on your head now and see what we can fit on?
Is this permanent?
No.
Okay. Don't write
You
anything
are actually right.
He's actually writing Scott
I'm
Mills
just
Daily.
Just tracing it, Scott Mills.
That is...
Daily.
Why have you put daily in the middle?
Scott Mills you... Daily. Oh.
Impact.
What should I put? What?
Well, I'd have thought you'd just try to get Scott Mills Daily
or do we
on
just
one
put
line.
The, do we just put the website
if
address on?
If you put
on?
Scott Mills Daily on her forehead and then www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
No, no, no,
what about the neck?
It's going to cost you more.
What
no,
about the neck?
On her chin. The cheeks are going to cost you more. Yeah. Now where are we moving to?
What about the neck?
Well, you get away, are you flat?
Then you'd have to walk around like Deirdre off Coronation Street at all times.
Do it on her cheeks.
So people can
get the whole lot.
Otherwise, people won't be able to see, people won't be able to see the website address. Do you have to puff your cheeks out a bit as well?
I can do if you want.
Okay, brilliant. Seriously, she's really broke. Would you like to hear the new track by Estelle? I would.
I want you to keep writing on Becky. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.